This is MSO Sports. I'm Rick Moore, and we're welcoming back once again as we begin our fall season the football coach at St. John's Prep, Brian St. Pierre. And, Coach, welcome back.
Hey, Rick. Thanks for having me on. It's good to hear from you.
Oh, it's great. It's great. It's very exciting. You know, this time of year, just before school starts, I mean, everything gets ramped up. I got to ask you, do you get, before class would start, before I started teaching, I always had to look at my roster, and I'd get so excited like the night before the first meeting. I'm sure you've met with your kids before, but do you ever have any of those little, pre-game jitters?
Not so much. I really look forward to this year. The roster construction piece is something that excites me, energizes me a lot, so I enjoy that piece of it. I think it's more of an excitement than an anxiety for me.
Yeah, I think that's what I mean. Yeah, I absolutely feel that. After a summer off doing other stuff, I look forward to getting back to it. Anyway, let's talk a little bit about what's coming up. I want to ask you something I haven't asked you before, and that has to do with rules, because there are MIAA rules, there are football rules, there is St. John's Prep rules, and then there are your rules. How do you approach that with your team?
You certainly take the guidelines of the MIAA and the school first, and you put those in place, and then you obviously you massage around those in terms of what your additional team rules are, but as it relates specifically to my team, the only rules per se that we talk about are school and MIA. Within the team, we talk about standards. I prefer that terminology a little bit more. There's just certain standards that we expect our student athletes to live up to, and you're either meeting them or you're not. And if you're not, that's an issue. But I'm not a big rules guy. Mm-hmm. More about this is how we operate. This is what the expectations are. If you want to be a part of it, that's what you got to do.
And it would seem those standards are probably a little bit higher for your captains. Can you tell me about this year's captains?
Yeah. So we, as we always do, we have the team, their peers pick them. So, and they got it right. It starts with Deacon Robillard, quarterback, Graham Roberts up front, as well as Merrick Barlow at wide receiver and Jackson Tucker at linebacker. So it's a great leadership group. I think pretty unanimous. Those four guys got all the votes. So that made me feel good as a coach that the players are kind of seeing it the same way we do as a staff. We also have the players pick two guys in each class to help support them as part of a leadership group that works directly with me and the staff, just as another way to tap into the players in terms of them having some voice and some investment in what we're doing and some say. We want them to be heard and feel heard, so that leadership group will work in concert with the captains.
Wow.
MSO.
It sounds like it allows for a lot of continuity, too, from year to year.
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to breed leaders here. We're trying to, it's not just for football, it's for life. We're trying to affect them in other ways, just not just football related. So, and I think our kids take that seriously. We try to empower them as best we can, and they've done a really good job with it. We've been doing that for a while now.
I was going to ask you, I probably asked you this before, but your captains, you mentioned the standards. Obviously, they've got a lot of experience, a lot of familiar names, and you know, they've been around for a while. But what other qualities do you see in these kids, Brian? Because you know, there's a certain level of student athlete that goes to the prep to begin with.
Yeah, I think to your point, I mean, there's certainly a competitive aspect to all four of them. They're ultra competitive, but the things that I really appreciate about them is their unselfishness, their commitment to team, their ability to make newer members of our program feel welcome. We're a very tight-knit group, which can be unique here because we have kids coming from different areas that, you know, new to the program, don't really know anyone, and our kids do a really, really good job of making people feel part of the group, and our captains certainly lead that charge, and the four we have do a great job of it.
Excellent. When I was teaching, I noticed a big growth, both in maturation-wise and probably size-wise. The biggest seemed to be from sophomore to junior year. Do you have that kind of a visual picture of kids growing from year to year? Is that a real thing in football?
Oh, I think in football, I can't speak to other sports, but it certainly happens in football. I mean, you can have, and we do every year, you have a group of sophomores, some of which are completely, I don't want to say overwhelmed, but it's a lot for them right now, both physically, mentally, and just kind of where they are in their life. And you know, you can kind of look at them and say, well, you could put them in a box and say, oh, they're never going to help us. But we don't do that here. I mean, we are never going to give up on a kid. And I've had kids that are sophomores. If you would have told me they were going to start for us in 2 years, I kind of might have gave you a second glance. But it happens.
Yeah.
Everybody's on their own path, and it all happens at different times. And sometimes it doesn't work out, too. But the maturation and growth of our kids, I see it from sophomore to senior. I think there's certainly you can see it from freshman to sophomore. It does go that way, but that sophomore to senior jump is what we see a lot.
In terms of preseason, you guys on schedule?
Yeah, we're ahead of schedule. We got a lot in. Knock on wood, we've been healthy so far pretty much. We got a couple key injuries, but I'm hoping they're not long-term. But we've had a really good foundation laid. I think our off-season work certainly plays a role in that. Our strength and conditioning work plays a role in that. Our kids are very dedicated in that way. So I like where we're at right now.
Do you have other coaches in the building, Brian, besides yourself?
Not really. Most of my coaches are not. I do have one or two that teach, but most of them are outside the building.
Mm-hmm. No, it's always good to have eyes inside. Well, finally, Coach, we will be talking a lot more, I'm sure, as we go along about particular kids and plays and stuff like that. But tell me about your schedule, because once again, it looks pretty brutal.
Yeah, we open with Marshfield, who this will be our fourth year doing it. And every year it's been a very competitive game. They're a very, very good program. They beat CM in the D2 playoffs last year. They're a top five team in the state. So we'll open with them. Then we have Londonderry, who's a new opponent for us. They've been in the Super Bowl 4 years in a row up in New Hampshire in the biggest class up there. So that'll be a great addition to our schedule. And then it's Central Catholic, who, not said there. And then LaSalle, Rhode Island, who's a really good private school down in Providence. We've been playing for a couple of years. So that's our non-league. And then we get into the Catholic Conference, which is, as you know, competitive as it gets.
Yeah, it's not Little Sisters of the Poor, that's for sure.
No, not at all.
Okay.
We appreciate that piece of it, and we look forward to it.
Absolutely.
That's why kids come here.
Okay. Coach, I'm very excited about the season all across the North Shore, but in particular talking with you once again. I wish you the best of luck, and thanks a lot.
Rick, I really appreciate it.
Take care, Coach.
You too.
Bye-bye. That is Brian St. Pierre, who is the St. John's Prep football coach with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.